Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. I'm in John chapter number 6, is where I'm at tonight. John chapter number 6. My reading's lengthy. It's going to be an expository message, verses 1 through 14. I'll not cover them all, though. John 6, verses 1 through 14. This is as familiar as it gets. It's in all four of the Gospels. To my knowledge, I've never preached this passage of Scripture. 20-something years, I've used it in messages. But as far as taking John 6... never used this passage. Can't believe I've not preached this. I've heard it preached probably 200 times. Never used this. Another message I got from Gary's Sunday school teacher, Little Joe. You got one for Sunday. Now you're getting, this is it for Wednesday night. This is message number 2 from Little Joe. I'm telling you what, that guy done a great job over there. Sunday morning, he fed me now. And if you found John 6 and 1, say amen for me. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. People should watch us. We had the disease of sin. They should watch us and desire to follow Jesus because we've been cured, healed from the disease. I know we still have some of that in us, but they should see a difference. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. That lets us know that chapter 6 is nearly a year after chapter 5 of John. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. That's good, isn't it? Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them. That every one of them, and look here, I'm preaching tonight on little things. One of them may take a little. I didn't even know that was in this. I've read this chapter. I've read John more than probably any other book in the Bible, and I'd missed that. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Father, we love you. Thank you for the night. the chance to be in church tonight, what we feel in our heart, and what you're doing with your word. Praise the Lord forever. I pray you touch our bodies. I pray you touch our voice. I pray you would fill my mouth and guard my tongue and preach me inside the bounds of this holy writ. And I pray you be pleased with everything that's said and accomplished in this place tonight and be glorified. Lord, help the brethren. I pray we encourage the brethren tonight. God, if there's a lost one, I pray, Lord, they've never tasted the bread. They'd come and get a bite tonight. There's room at the table. I pray, Lord, you might save. I pray you'd help. You'd strengthen. You'd let us know. God, remind us of who you are, what you do. In the King's name, Jesus, I pray tonight. Amen. And amen. Jesus here is about to perform one of the miracles that's recorded in all four of the Gospels. I mean, when he puts it in all four of them, you better know that it's a very important thing. Now, my mind is on this. I'm going to briefly touch these verses down to verse number 7. Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, one and the same, depending on which side of the pond you was on as to what you called it, where your location was. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles. They should see the miracle. Somebody sing the song, might have been Michael. There's a miracle in me. What a song that is. And Jesus went up into a mountain and there he sat with the disciples, Sister Mary, myself, Brother Grover, some of the others that I can't recall right now, but we've been on that hillside. We've sat, I'm going to tell you, what a place for a picnic. There you're sitting in the grass. They've got a Catholic church built up there on top of the little mountain. That's not a big mountain. It's a hill, more or less, but the sea's out in front of you, and that grassy knoll is there, and it is a beautiful spot. You can see a banana orchard not far off from it, down in the low spot. That sea of glistening, the sun shining. It was a beautiful day when we were there, and just a glorious place to be. Now, can you imagine what a setting? Bless God, when the Lord sets a table, he knows where to set one. And the Passover feast of the Jews was nigh. As I said earlier, you'll know that John's not like that. You can't read chapter 5 and think, boom, after that, there's a lot of things happened that could bring us to chapter 6 here. And when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw that great company coming to him, he said unto him, Philip, now where are we going to buy the bread? Whence shall we buy bread for that these may eat? And he knew what he was going to do. And Philip said, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them. That's about a 200 days wages is what that is. So that's over half a year. I mean, it would have taken a lot of money to feed this multitude of people. And Jesus says something. That every one of them may take a little. Now, Philip said this. His bread is not sufficient for them that everyone may take a little. A little. Little things. Sometimes we think we got to have a lot. And that's not God's will for us at all. He just wants to give us a little. A little's all we need. I'm going somewhere in just a minute. And one of his disciples, Andrew, every time you see old Andrew, he's bringing somebody to Jesus, isn't he? He's what we ought to be. He's bringing somebody to Jesus. He's found a little lad. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there's a lad here. I want us to consider this tonight, little things. First, I want us to consider the little lad. That word lad means little boy. So here we have a little lad. Now, he has no concept what's about to occur in his life when he leaves home that morning. And I don't know, the scripture doesn't tell us if he went out in search of Jesus or maybe he's just a boy on an excursion. He's just out doing what boys do, climbing hills and throwing rocks, and he's got a little lunch with him and he sees the crowd. We don't know what brought him there. The providence of God brought him, I understand that. But he has no concept when he leaves that morning, what mama put in that bag for him. Hey, what's 5 barley loaves and a couple of sardines going to do? It's going to be out that day, and that's all that boy's going to need that day. Andrew has found this boy. You know something I found interesting about this? This kid's never named. We don't know who that little lad was. We just know he's a little lad. You know what that tells me? If God can do things with little lads, he ought to be able to do something with great big grown men. Amen? Hey, it don't have to be big for God to use it. We may be here tonight thinking God can't use me. I don't have all the gifts and abilities, and we put too much stock in music and singing. I love that. I love it all. And preaching turned people into celebrities. That's not God's plan. People thinking, I can't do none of these things. There's nothing to me. Bless God. All you got to be is little, and God can do something with you. Here's a little lad. I wonder what he's thinking when Andrew walks up to him and says, hey, son. I mean, he had to ask him, what you got in the bag? 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Come with me. You wonder what he's thinking. Is he going to take my food away from me? Here's a great big man. I'm a little bitty boy. What's he thinking? He, obviously, it doesn't say, but obviously he followed him. Andrew found him. The boy followed. We don't know his name. The Lord knew what he was going to do. The Lord knew exactly where that boy was. He knew his name. He knew what he had in the bag. He knew when his mama put it in there. Bless God, he grew the barley and made the fish that was in the bag. Had it all in the bag. There he was, ready. He knew what he's going to do. No one else there knew. But the boy didn't know, the little lad. The disciples didn't know. The people didn't know. But watch this. They were, in spite of their hunger, they were still following Jesus. Now, it's true, according to Scripture, they was following him looking to see some miracle that he had done. They wanted to see something else. Now, he hasn't, to my knowledge or to the Scripture, what's in the Scripture, he hasn't healed anybody here. He had done it in the past, but here they've come and sat down on that beautiful hillside, enjoying the view, maybe taking a rest. You know, they walked everywhere they went. So they're taking a rest there, enjoying the view, and here comes a multitude up on them. And the Lord knew there's a little boy in that bunch, and I'm going to use him. You may be the little boy or little girl here tonight, and you have no idea what God's going to do in your life. But he saw the day he was born. Maybe it's old Asher. That means happy. Happy boy. Maybe he has no idea. That kid's, all he knows is there's somebody yelling up in front of the building. It's noisy in here. That's all he knows. But God may be saying, I'm going to use him. Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you're thinking, nobody knows my name. Listen, I'm going to say something tonight. There's not a lot of us here, and I don't want to be abrasive, or this is not in a militant spirit. But if you look around this congregation, no more people than is here tonight, and you don't know what their name is, I'd suggest you ask them. They won't smack you. They won't get mad. They're not going to stick their tongue out at you. Don't stick your tongue out, Jim. Just ask. I don't like to do that. Jesus knew every name in the crowd, and he knew the little lad's name. And you may be thinking, nobody knows me, and I can't do nothing. Jesus knows you. He knows who you are. He knows what we are. He knows your abilities, your inabilities. He knows why you're here tonight. And he knows what he wants to do with you. I'm going to tell you, sometimes what he wants to do is not always real comfortable. But he still wants to do it. I wonder if this little boy is all volunteering about giving up his food. Maybe he was afraid to to not give it up? I don't know. I'm not trying to read anything into the scripture. Just going in my mind, Brother Gordon. What about this kid? He's got a sack lunch and nobody else got anything, apparently. But he's about to learn something. First, I see this little lad. And then you know what I see? I see his little lunch. I see his little lunch. What we carry around often is very small. Now, some people think they're self something when they're nothing. We're gonna all wind up. I said this afternoon at the funeral, we're gonna all take our turn in that box. We're gonna take our turn. Nobody one's exempt. Them young people stand back there looking at me like this, kind of gomming around, you know. They're thinking, oh, it's this old man up there yelling, carrying on about. Hey, and you know what? They may be dead tomorrow. They may be dead tomorrow. Death don't care who you are. Hey, listen, he'll come and get you right now if it wasn't for the grace of God. And here's the little lad, and he's got a little lunch. It's not much. It's not much. We think we don't have much. Brother Matt gave me a whole box of ties. I'm just going to bring them all to you, Randy. They're too long. This guy was 6'4 or something, 5'10 and 6'4. There's a shortness right there in that, and the ties hang down to here. I told Pat, I said, you know what? Just average. Everything's about me is average. She said, average is good. If anybody said that to me in this world, that's the one I'd want to say it. Average is good. Here we've got something in that bag. It's just a little bit. It's a little. It's just a little. But when you get little plus Jesus, everything's about to change. Little plus, no concept, no way that kid's thinking, I'm going to take this bag and feed everybody that's out here walking around today. That wasn't his thought. No. That'd be unnatural. That'd be supernatural. This kid can't do that. He don't know what he's going to do. But he just got a little. You know what? All through the Bible, I see where there was just a little. I see when the prophet said, make me a cake first. And he reached down in that barrel. And the meal was in there for him, a cake. She made him a cake first. I'm just going to make, what are you doing? I'm going to make my son and I a cake. I'm collecting sticks to make a fire. I'm going to cook the cake, eat it, and then we're going to die because we don't have nothing left. Hey, but you got a little. Make me a cake first. Every time, hey, her little never ran out. Are you getting a picture of it? The little never ran out. Put your hand in the barrel. I just dipped out the last bit. Oh, dip it again. I've done all I can do. Oh, no. Hey, listen, you're breathing tonight. You're in a church house. You're doing good. God's blessed us to be here. Glory to God. Hey, we got a little. Say, I don't have much. You got something. We got a little. Somebody might ask you, what you got? Well, I don't. You ever hear anybody say this? Don't have much. Yeah, but you got something. You got a little. All through the Bible, there was a little. Some of them had a little faith. But he can multiply that little faith. He can increase that faith. He can enlarge our faith. Just a little. Sister Dean's shouting back there, I knew that is coming. Randy and I looked at it. I can tell when she's percolating. Been around her too long and said, hey, here it comes. Just a little. If we ask God, if God can't do it, we just will crawl in a hole somewhere and cover ourselves up tonight. This thing's over. But if God be for us, who could be against us? Just a little lad with a little lunch. He don't have much, but he's just got to get what little he's got in the right hands. You may be thinking, I got little friends, little this, little that. You got this. Now, if you put it in the hands of Christ, you got everything you need, every single thing you need. don't have much money. I'm telling you what, we got more money than we need. Well, that's a bold statement. Why do you think they're doing everything they can to get into this country? A little. Did anybody seen on the news where they left that 5-year-old boy standing on the side of the river and he's crying and screaming, "Come, don't leave me, don't leave me, don't leave me," and they walked off and left him. Hadn't been for a French filming crew. We'd never seen this on the news, but these Frenchmen, it's such a big story on the other side of the world, they're filming what's going on at the border. And there's a 5-year-old boy, and he's screaming. I have seen that. It tore me up. I picture Colin standing on a rock saying, "Don't leave me." And they said, "Well, his parents is already here." I thought, what kind of parent would leave the boy behind and come on over here? I don't believe it for a minute. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Just a little boy. I was working, studying on this message, trying to think. What was it? Oh, if he could just get in the right one's hands. And a little lunch. You may just be carrying a little lunch. But it's not. Watch this. Let's look at this last thing right here. This is what helped me today. And he said, told the men to sit down. Now, I want you to mind what we got here. We got 5 barley loaves. You know barley bread's the poor man's bread. Rich people didn't eat barley. It's the poor bread. It's the rough bread. It's what they fed to the animals, the barley. Have them sit down, about 5,000 of them, and Jesus took the loaves. Now, we know from the other Gospels that he broke it. He broke it. You know what none of us want to be? Broken. We don't want to be broken. But after he broke it, he blessed it. I've never seen one of his, bless the Lord, I've never seen one of his broken that he didn't bless them. And the more he broke it, I heard Chris Rumfelt say this, I've never forgot it. And the more he broke it, the more he could give out. That's simple, but very profound. The more it broke, the more he could give. And he kept on breaking, and he kept on giving. And it's still this way. He put it in the men's hands, and the men give out the bread. He hadn't changed his tactics. He gave it out to them, and they gave it to the people. The Lord gives it, breaks it, blesses it, give it out. You know what? He just breaks it and breaks it and breaks it. You know, 5 barley loaves had to be broke a lot of times to feed 5,000 men. And we're not even counting the women and the children that was most likely there. And he distributed to the disciples. They were set down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would. You know what I found in this? And they gathered it up, what was left, and it was 12 baskets full. We see a little lad, we see a little lunch, we see a little leftover. Say, well, 12 baskets is a long ways from 5 barley loaves. Not when it's 5,000 people sitting out in front of you. Here's the thing, they were all full. There were no fish gathered up. I'm reading that today and I thought, he didn't get no fish up. Only the bread. You know why? Because he didn't say, I'm the fish of the world.
That's right.
I'm the fish of life. No, he said, I'm the bread of life. That's what he said. And there's 12 apostles and there's 12 baskets. I think the boy might have got some too. I don't know. But there's something left over. You know what? You'll never run out. You'll never run out. There'll be some left. You know what's happened? Here's what I got on me today. We're talking, Brother Gordon, about in the past week I've been speaking to some people, talking about people that's come before you and gone on. I've watched, I don't know, and this pastor's gone, this preacher's gone. Brother Delmer is a marvel He's a phenomenal. Just 80, how much? Six? 86, still pastoring a church and preaching revivals. I plan on being glory for that, brother. I'll just tell you, I don't know. But you know what? There's always something left over. There's someone to come behind. There's someone to carry the load. There's someone to do the work. And you know what? It don't look, for the most part, look, it don't look like anything big. I'm reading a book someone sent me, the state promotional director, Dodson, Chris, sent me a book, Small Church Essentials. It's one of the best books I've read, and I don't know when, besides the Bible. This is good. Small Church Essentials. He said, there ain't nothing wrong with being small, because the majority of them are. Did you know that the first church wasn't big? Now, there's 3,000 saved, but you know what happened to that church? They dispersed like a covey of quail. They went everywhere. They're from everywhere, Brother Jake. They didn't come in there. They didn't build a mega church and start off with that thing. You know what? Tommy was a little church. That's what he was. And that's what God has blessed throughout the ages. House church. You know what the big church does? There's a church in Birmingham. We're trying to find how to get into it on a Wednesday night. I said, if it's that hard to get in and know where to go, I ain't going in. So I went down the road, tried to find another church. That's when we couldn't find a church open on Wednesday night. That's pre-COVID. But what they do at the big church is they break up into little bitty groups, and you don't know where anybody's at. They're hidden somewhere out in the church somewhere in a little group. Little things. And I'm not saying we don't want everybody in this building. We can stuff in here. Don't get me wrong. But there's nothing wrong with being little and still being healthy. Because it's the little ones that's doing most of the work. The majority of churches in America today has a congregation of less than 100 people. And they're sending missionaries everywhere, and they're doing work, you know what? And to a lot of people driving down the road, they just look up and say, look at that little thing. And the God in heaven saying, I know every name there. Hey, and they don't have much, but they got all they need. Because what they got, they give to me, and I'm using it, and they nobody can see it, but they're all full. There's the key. They're all full. Because back then, people didn't eat to be full. They didn't have it like that. They just eat to not be hungry no more. And they save the rest for later. That adds a whole lot to this leftovers right here. There was plenty. You know what? You may feel like the little lad. You may feel like you've only got a little lunch. But when you leave here, and you know what? They might just be something left over. I hope that's our prayer. The guy wrote a sweet poem. I wish I'd have left it in my Bible. I'd have read it to you tonight. Concerning his mama today. He's an only child. And he wrote this poem about his mama. And here's one line that I remember in it. And said, when she sees the Lord, and he says, Ruby, you done well. Something left over. It's not great big. But he don't need big. He just needs it right here. That's where he wants it. I wonder if what you got's right there. Not in my hands. But in his. What you got? Say, well, I got a little sickness. Yeah, put it in there. I got a little strength. I got a little problem. I got a little ability. I got a little understanding. ever feel like you just can't get nothing done? Feel like you're spinning your wheels? I'm just not getting nothing done. I'm telling you, we're not saying anything. Multitudes aren't being saved. Things aren't happening. What's going on here? And the Lord says, you got a little? Oh, yeah. No, nobody in this room can say, I have nothing. No one. Not one. No. From the youngest, Asher got a mom and dad back there loving all over him. Look at that. What a boy. I'm going to be proud for him to be reared up here unless God snatch him off, put him in a church somewhere. But everybody in this room has to say, I got a little. I got a little. He says, bring it to me. Because he knows what he's going to do. Jill, come piano for me, Brother Randall. Little things. The Lord loves little things. And he does great things with little things. Randall leads us in song. If you need to pray, you ought to come. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.